Do me a solid. Let's head on back to the 70s. I am your disco host, Darian. Coming up after the break, we're going back to Thursday, June 10th, 1971.
I can't get my computer to work.
Let me help you with that.
How'd you do that? I just got techie with Geeks On Site.
Our geeks literally come on site. No need to stop what you're doing or block off time. We come to your home, office, or wherever you are. And we don't just fix whatever computer issues you might be having. We explain and teach you along the way.
We'll help you instantly. Call 877-518-3283. That's 877-518-3283.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Generic Sildenafil allows you to save up to $650 on Viagra. Why pay name brand prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get the same results for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 50 generic Sildenafil pills for just $99. Call 800-590-0443. That's 800-590-0443. Again, 800-590-0443.
You can call me a dirty son of a
bitch,
but if you ever call me daddy again, I'll finish this fight.
It was Thursday, the 10th of June in 1971, a deadly day in American history. In Salem, Illinois, 11 die in a train crash. Across town at the 44th Annual National Spelling Bee, Jonathan Neasley won, spelling the word shaloon. Times were also good for Honeycomb. No, not Honeycomb the Post cereal, but Honeycomb the Pop Act, who had a number one hit, Want Ads. And in political togetherness, the United States and Japan both signed an agreement to return Okinawa to Japan. And at the same time, Lynn Anderson had a number one country hit, You're My Man. And that evening on the tube, it was time for togetherness, with Family Fair at 7:30, followed by the Gym Neighbors Hour at 8. And it's time to make room for Granddaddy 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm off to go barefoot in the park. So let's meet again tomorrow for another 70s flashback.